Boker Tov. In this week's parsha, we have the Ten Commandments, Aseret HaDibrot. We know that they're Aseret HaDibrot because it says so in Sefer Dvarim, that after Parsha of Elchanan, these are the things I commanded you, Aseret HaDvarim. Okay, Ten Commandments. The question really is, amongst Parshanim, how exactly you count the ten? Why? Because there's the classic one. There's... First one is... Anochi Hashem. Lo yelecha elokim acherim. Come on, you know, you're supposed to know this. Lo tisa Hashem Hashem lashav. Zachor. Yom HaShabbat l'kodesho. Kabed avicha v'imecha. And then there's the short ones. Lo tirtzach. Lo tinaf. Lo tignov. Lo taneh b'recha et shaker. And lo tachmod. Right? Those are the classic ten. Now, if you look inside any, you know, like Tanakh, or most Tanakhim that printed out how the Sefer Torah is printed out, then you're going to see that in between every one of Aseret HaDibrot, there's a little parasha. Most of the time, it's parasha Stuma. Once there's a parasha Ptucha. But if you look, you will see that there's actually no gap between Anochi Hashem and Lo Yeh. And on the flip side, there is a gap between Lo Tachmod Beit Re'echa, gap, Lo Tachmod Eshet Re'echa, Ve'avdo Ve'amato Shor V'chamor V'chol Asher Le'Re'echa. So we see that at least as far as the Masorah is concerned, the people who set up how the Tanakh looks, or preserved to be exact, how the Tanakh looks, the gap seem to acknowledge the existence of Ten Commandments, but the first two are really just one. Anochi Hashem and Lo Yelecha Elokim Achrim Apanai is the same one. And Lo Tachmod is actually two. Now, if we come to approach a little bit as a side point, Lo Tachmod, okay? It's kind of like the bottom of the list, if you think about it. Because, you know, like, Lo Tirtzach, that's serious. Lo Tinach, that's serious. No stealing, you know, it's all needed for society. You know, belief in God, not taking his name in vain. These are all big things. And Lo Tachmod, you know, like, you shouldn't covet, you know, your fellow man's house. Okay? You shouldn't covet his wife, slave, servant, ox, donkey, anything else, right? What is... Say, alright, fine. It's unclear why it's in the list. And if even if it is in the list, it's even more unclear why the Masorah would make it two commandments of Lo Tachmod. Okay, because as far as the Torah is concerned, it seems that it's breaking it down to Lo Tachmod and Lo Tachmod. Okay, in Parashat Dvarim, there's an interesting, it changes the verb of one of the Lo Tachmods. It also divides it the same way, puts Anochi Hashem and Lo Yeh in one commandment, and breaks Lo Tachmod into two, of Lo Tachmod Eshet Re'echa and Lo Titave. Okay, there, it divides it into, it uses a different verb. So why would it give it double? Okay? So, an idea I heard that I think is an important one is that, first of all, the Ten Commandments include Lo Tachmod, because Lo Tachmod is really just about your thoughts. Okay, all the other things are connected to mostly to your actions. Lo Tachmod really is on what's going on inside of you. Okay, because a lot of times you can have someone that does everything he needs to be doing, but inside, he's a mess. Inside, he's always wanting different things. He's always wishing he weren't, you know, obligated to keep Torah and Mitzvot. He's always wishing that he had more than he had. He's always wishing that he has his fellow man stuff. And Lo Tachmod comes to show us that, first of all, that's an important realm. That's why it's in Aseret HaDibrot. We have to control that. We have to, and we can control it. And we have to imply ourselves self-discipline and try to think how we control our thoughts, how we control our wants, how we control our desires. Okay? And it's double, meaning it's not only to say, oh, well, you know, it made Aseret HaDibrot, but... No, it not only made Aseret HaDibrot, it's arguably too Dibrot. And thus that important, because the Chazal say, Ein Rav, Alev Mitaveh. Right? You see things and then you covet them. And coveting things is the first stage before all the other sins in Aseret HaDibrot and all the other sins in general. And that's something we have to learn. We have to learn how to control our thoughts. It's not easy. To control our wants. It's not simple. But that is what the Torah wants from us, and that is the Lo Tachmod in Aseret HaDibrot. Boker Tov.